Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
On the subject of interesting and successful podcasts, though, Jarlath Regan is with us this morning. He is, of course, the host of Irishman Abroad, as well as a hugely successful comedian doing multiple world tours. He's away in Vancouver and across the US this year and barely has time to sit down. So we are so lucky that he joined us this morning. Jarlath, how are you?
Not too bad. How's it going there?
Jarlath, I've been meaning to, I know this isn't my business, but I'm going to suggest it anyway. I think you need an O.
Well, that's a highly, highly contentious issue.
Oh.
I mean, who knows where that O went? It's definitely meant to be O, that's for sure.
Is it meant to be O? Because it feels, there's something about the rhythm of the O in the middle. I just think it makes you trip off the tongue more.
Okay, well, look, I'll get in touch with the board of directors at Regan PLC and we'll discuss it at the next meeting.
Brilliant. Well, as long as it's on the agenda, that's all that I really need.
Okay.
What I was saying, I don't know if you could hear me, but I was lauding your phenomenal success in terms of world touring. You are around, you're doing Canada and the US this year.
Yeah, next week I'm off to do Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, LA. And then back over to the East Coast, New York, Boston, Washington, Toronto. So quite the midterm Easter break for my son and my wife. They're going to be with me flying around the place doing these theatres. It's a mad, mad world.
Do you get intimidated by that at all?
You know, I'm at it 20 years. So kind of, I think nerves...
Really? I'm at this 20 years and every morning is a constant struggle, Jarlath.
Yeah, definitely. But just before you go on, right? Just before you go on, you just want it to go well. That's all the nerves are. And anytime somebody asks me about nerves, I always say, all that is your body going, I want this to go well. It's the same before anything. You're trying to get peak performance. It's not like, oh God, I hope this works. You know it's going to work. You've been there 100 times, thousands of times. So really, going to America, I did it in October. I did shows in Boston, Chicago, and New York. And, you know, my jokes aren't, you know, specific to Ireland. They're observations about the world and the crazy times we're living in. And, yes, they went down fine. So I have no stress at all. I'm just excited to show my son this amazing land that's in such a crazy place at the moment.
How significantly different are those cultural touch points? Because you know the way you hear people say, only in Ireland, and almost every time they say it, I think, no, I'm pretty much sure everywhere else as well. Is there a significant delta between the things that define normal life and what irk people in Ireland versus anywhere else?
I think it would depend on the thing, wouldn't it? Certainly, the Irish Mammy reels that I only started doing in August made me realise that, we think that's such an Irish Mammy thing. And then you have people from Sri Lanka, South America, Sweden going, no, this is what my mother says too. And it's like they all went to the same university of parenthood. And I guess I'm more and more aware writing, like I'm in the process of writing my next show at the moment. And you're more and more aware of how the challenge is, Anton, to get jokes that everyone will get, right? That the hardest song to write is the one that fills the dance floor with everyone. Everyone agrees that's a banger. And that's what I'm after. That's what I'm trying to write. So while I am aware, you know, Joe Duffy is a reference that only Irish people are going to get, you know, the temptation to throw a shoe at the radio when somebody's talking is universal.
You're saying this is the effect that Joe has on you, Jarlath? Is that what it is?
I would never go on the record and say that, but we've all had that moment.
So the other thing then that you mentioned reels. Is this, I get the sense that this is one of the things that has shifted significantly in comedy recently. I was looking at Bill Burr talking about effectively living his life now on Instagram. Mm. Is that now a showcase, or is that actually a revenue generator for you?
Well, it's everyone's their own TV station, isn't it? That, you know, previously you were hoping that the big man with the cigar would go, you're going to be on the panel. Now everyone's got their own telly in their hand and they're their own station. You don't need, the barriers for entry are a phone and an ability to clip things together. So really, it's just kind of democratized everything, and people are, the algorithm throws people what they like. So, you know, your TV broadcast is kind of a really bad algorithm directed at everyone and anyone who has their TV on, whereas your phone is throwing you exactly what you're into. It knows, following the amount of time you've spent on things, the things that it's listened to you say, what you're into. So in that way, you're finding your audience. You're finding that little chunk of the public that are into what you're into. And if there's enough of them, they'll come and see the shows. It's definitely changed things. Definitely changed things. I mean, I don't know if I'd be having this conversation with you if, you know, Instagram and TikTok weren't as big as they are. But yeah, I love it. And I think, you know, I hope to keep, you know, providing people with fresh new comedy content every day. Because here's the intimacy of it, Anton, is life is hard. Our days in work are hard. And if you pick up your phone for 2 seconds to go to the loo or whatever, just a brief suspug, and somebody makes you laugh, that's meaningful. They're helping you through your day. I get this from people going, look, you make me laugh even when I'm, you know, in the worst day in work. And that's like, that's something. That's something that we have to wait till, so, yeah.
Is that easier when the environment is hard? I mean, if you look particularly at the late night hosts, I mean, the current awfulness is grist to their mill. And I imagine the monologues are rating much more. They have easier material to create by virtue of the kind of madness that abounds. Is that the case everywhere? Or do you find that people get sort of a bit depressed by it all?
Just, it's all about how you do it, isn't it? I mean, it is just about your angle, your delivery, you know, the charm of the person, like, you know, Stephen Colbert can say things to us that we wouldn't listen to from someone else. But, you know, he has a manner, is a charm. Jimmy Kimmel's the same way. You know, if somebody came on and started, you know, telling you the things that your mother used to say to you, would you listen to it? But when it's packaged in a certain way with a kind of wink and a nod, you know, comedy is the spoonful of sugar that can occasionally get some medicine to go down. But at the same time, if people come to see my show in bits, which is touring at the moment, is the one that I'm doing. The idea is escapism. I want you to come to the show. I want you to laugh for 90 minutes solid and forget everything and just, you know, get an ab workout to leave with the makeup dripping down your face and to feel like, oh God, that was a break from absolutely everything. I needed that. That's what I want for people. And it seems like that's what they're getting out of it.
Now, given the amount of time it must take to develop up the routine, to also feed the giant voracious beast that is social media, to do the podcast and everything else, explain to me why you decided to cram in Running with Sonia in the midst of all of this, because it seems like a lot of work.
Well, you couldn't do it all if you weren't fit. You just couldn't. And I was struggling to do it all.
But like a little jog around the park. That's Sonia O'Sullivan.
Yeah. Well, Sonia was on the Irishman Abroad podcast that I started in 2013 when I was living in London. And, you know, we kept in touch. And I remember asking her when I couldn't get to hot yoga anymore if she would consider coaching me. And she was up for that. And then I was like, maybe we should just make a journey out of this. Maybe we should see how far we can take this. She was up for that too. And then suddenly these weekly conversations about, well, first thing first, let's get out the door. You know, the hardest thing is getting out the door. suddenly became, well, let's see how fast we can make you run 5K, you know, your park run. She got me to under 20 minutes for the park run, which anybody who's running knows that that's a big watermark. The next thing was the half marathon. The next thing was the London marathon. And from there, it spawned these squads that Sonia handpicks from listeners who submit entries. At the moment, there's a squad of 18 heading down to her road race this Sunday in Cove for the Ballymore Cove AC that she started out with and ran these hills as a child. They're all going to do what I did, and that is appreciate the coaching of the greatest Irish athlete of all time and run a distance they never thought possible. And, you know, people like Whoop and New Balance have come on board to sponsor the squad. Like, it's a beast. It's kind of crazy that it all started from me going, do you think you could teach me how to run up the road?
Do you stay as committed to it even when she isn't there? So if you're over in Vancouver, will you go out and do the training day in, day out?
Yeah, well, that's the gift of it. And I talked about this in the most recent podcast, is that, like, she's aware that she's turned me into a runner. Before, I was doing running because Sonia O'Sullivan's going to be checking if I'm running. Now, you know, I can't imagine my life without running. I have to run. I run about 55 to 70 kilometers a week. And, you know, that's just part of my thing. I've got to have that. And it's, you know, it's good for the head. It's good for getting on with the family. It's good for, you know, just being productive and having that routine in your day. I know you exercise too. It's that she's given me that.
That's rarely as is humanly possible, Jarlath. Let's be clear.
You look trim though, Anton. How are you doing?
It would take
you're not.
A present physical threat to make me run 40 miles. Let's be clear. That is huge.
Yeah, well,
impressive.
Maybe.
Do you feel better for it?
I do. I mean, I've mentioned a few times I donated a kidney to my brother in 2017. And that was a game changer just in terms of respect for my body and obviously for him. You know, his life changed completely that day. But, you know, you never really go back to your old self after that. You're a totally new person. You never have to buy another round. you're suddenly just more respect for your body. And I think, you know, the fitness just went up and up and up from there. And I do feel like a completely different person to Jarlath 2016. Well, much like America.
Yeah, indeed. you would want to be given the amount of dates that you have coming up. I won't give all of the US dates. They are online if you want to see them. But he's going to be back then in Ireland May 3rd in Drogheda. He's over in Cardiff on May 18th, Glasgow on June 6th. And then there's gigs in June in Derry and in the Helix in Dublin, the Lime Tree Theatre in Limerick. So June, we'll see Jarlath all the way around the country, having been all the way around the world. Jarlath, always a pleasure to talk to you. That is the one and only Jarlath Regan.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.